Well, the Prime Minister's trip to Ukraine wraps up his week-long visit to Europe. Michelle Grattan joins us. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Hamish.
Seeing those pictures coming in this morning of the Prime Minister touring those war-devastated towns, how important was it for the PM to visit Ukraine?
I think it is a very important visit because it does underline the solidarity that Australia is showing in this situation, terrible situation. And I think that people will welcome this new commitment that the Prime Minister has made of military equipment. And also, the sooner we can reopen the embassy, the better, I think. Of course, there are dangers, but nevertheless, I think that the point that was being made about face-to-face contact and information gathering and a constant presence of Australia there was a very valid one.
Obviously, people will note that the Prime Minister's been out of the country a fair bit since being elected to office. He is heading home, though, to face a rather busy domestic agenda. It includes trying to legislate the emissions reduction target of 43% by 2030. Independents Jackie Lambie and David Pocock are indicating their support. Has the debate already moved on from the politics of the to the technology?
Well, on the target legislation, it is important, I think, to send out strong messages, and Anthony Albanese's trip has certainly been one about saying Australia has a new policy, and if you have legislation, that underlines that point. On the other hand, it's not necessary for the policy to be implemented. All the attention will be on the Greens, and they have a big decision to make. They say they want to improve Labor climate policy, not block. Well, we'll see how they go. But to some extent, the debate is moving on. It's very good that we have an improved policy, but implementing that policy over the coming years between now and 2030 is going to be difficult. Companies will be more willing to invest, but still investment has to be encouraged, and there are all sorts of technological problems in getting a new system and connecting up the various parts of a new system. So that's going to be challenging.
But wouldn't one of the things that the Prime Minister would be seeing up close in Europe is that on top of whatever the domestic politics are, there's also this broader geopolitical situation because of Russia and Europe's reliance on its energy supplies and the position that the US is now taking on supplying more fossil fuels to Europe to replace it?
Well, that's right. And it's clearly a transition to renewable energies that is going to happen over time and must happen, but nevertheless there'll be all sorts of difficulties along the way, like these unexpected events. So if we were thinking about this transition a few years ago and saying it should be made, it should be speeded up, we wouldn't have anticipated the Ukraine war. So all sorts of things are going to be major challenges during this transition.
Also on the domestic front for this new government, the number of COVID deaths in Australia passed 10,000 over the weekend. New subvariants of the virus are taking hold as well. Is this creeping up on the government in terms of the national focus and attention being paid to dealing with what remains a pretty serious problem?
I think the government has been much more aware of this and willing to talk about it and confront it than the previous government was in its last days, and that this is very important. We've got now the stocktake of vaccines that was announced the other day. That's critical. Maybe there'll have to be strong messages on mask wearing, even in public places in the future. But certainly the pandemic is not over, and just because we want to move on doesn't mean that we can make it suddenly over. Lots of people are dying.
Well, we'll be talking to Sharon Lewin from the Doherty Institute just after 8. Michelle Grattan, it's a pleasure to speak with you as always.
Thanks, Hamish. Good to talk.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.